Great, thank you. Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Code for add. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo. But this is under. Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree with you
Yes,
that it's
of course it is.
you
Yeah.
can underline the goo in each case, but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon it stands for lambda?
Yeah.
If you lost a teeth.
ESO, I don't know. ESO is your line. Yes, to keep puddle. For this, that
Yeah,
should
that's
be
the
green
base
as
source
well.
color.
Yeah,
You
do you
think
think
that's
all
part of the
nine?
name? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it
Yeah.
is. Yeah, I think it is all
Absorbing nine
one
systems
name.
should be there.
Yeah.
Absorbing nine systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, I'm talking about column densities.
Yeah, these are species lines again, aren't they? Not individual lines.
No, for some reason I think you just died in this room.
Score like
Yeah.
It's not a competition,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a battle of champagne.
I'd leave it here. Okay.
Yeah, this one.
That's a separate feature. It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN?
You can get AGN without emission lines, but I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source class.
I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he?
The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago, last week.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
I guess there is a difference between an AGN with emission lines and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that's red as well.
Yeah, which it is. Oh, galactic stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay.
Yeah.
G-dwarf.
G-dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here, I think, actually, at the moment. So, it's our sun. It's a G dwarf.
Good. I saw it yesterday.
I know that's the year, right?
Yeah.
Absorption by line analysis.
Same
line
analysis.
For a system.
remember why I decided to mark associated. What does it mean? It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features of that thing.
Well, it's a process, though, isn't it? Isn't it a process? Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to some physical thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't have that. Well, I think you can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. It's only altering earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not
that aren't allowed.
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but when we saw one previously, we marked features.
Yeah, then do, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, same for if we've both been not marking it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just what are you doing there, sorry? Yep. Isn't being marked. Yeah, fine. Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have ABEL clusters.
Right.
So, yeah.
Soft access, that definitely gets
here.
That's not a component.
No, I'm not arguing. I agree. No? No. Okay. I think that's just a species again.
Solely on, so it's defined only by wavelength, so we can't include it for galaxies. Solaris count? Yes, for sure.
Okay. In most of these cases, we put blocks in.
Yeah, I think you have. Yeah. Well, I think I would actually leave it with only those broad line in it. Because I think that's what you have been doing earlier on. Yeah. No.
We're missing weak one. I don't. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was, because the modifier should be included within the shape. Even though weak line radio galaxies are. This should be underlined. This should be green.
Okay. Well, actually, sorry, I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah, characterized by unusually.
Okay, so the question is. Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's
yeah, no, you've got.
It's different to any weak line.
That's fine.
No?
Line comes out and should come out as well. And should.
Oh, yeah. There's a line there as well, it's different. And an and.
Okay.
It's different as well. Just made that up. That's
and gives an acronym.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a source type.
Yeah. Star forming galaxies. No. Star forming galaxy should be in. Yes.
That's what you did earlier anyway, so.
Protogalactic.
No, they just made that up as well. No. That's a process, then.
Small angular size, it's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process, not a source. I'm sorry.
Features. Intermediate types. Yeah, we put in type implementation type.
Did we in the end?
Yeah.
It's like a life systems.
Well, hang on though, wasn't there one just a minute ago in which we had a line?
Yes, we are taking out the line on its own. Right, so yes.
But you just.
Yep. Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes.
So. Adjective. Yes.
Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still
okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah.
One spectrum in the UV, which you can see the structural features.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And here I think I'm right again. Line center you can point to. Not that line width, but you can put to line center. In fact the whole thing should be perfect, I think. Line center. You can put to the line wings.
You'd say line wings.
Starburst Life Activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's an action.
Yeah, but then the AGN Life Activity.
Yeah. That has to go as well then, surely.
An AGN is a class. A Starburst
is a class.
A Starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
As is an AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A Starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting Starburst. Starburst galaxies.
Mr. Tiny Starburst, if it means galaxy. If this means Starburst galaxy like activity, that's.
No, but a Starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a Starburst in it. Like an AEG. An active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But Starburst refers to.
From the linguistic side, if you mark Starburst before and if you feel that Starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in this case, even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they either have to both start and go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe it's star forming.
Yeah. Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. We've just got this split up. You're right, it's two. It's a wavelength region,
it's
so
a
it's still
region. Region.
But you're saying between that line and that line.
Yeah.
Yes, don't include that structure.
Are they? If you say so. Okay. Okay.
Objects that are identified and may be at a particular redshift based on
continue.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you? I don't think you were.
We've been putting in a continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. Doesn't really say.
Yeah, I didn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is that goo again, or is that really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance. So that shouldn't be in, but radio loud quasars is a thing.
All right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the.
If it was radio loud quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
Yeah.
I don't know what you.
Okay.
Quasar should be a source type. Yeah.
Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
The galaxy or
galaxy?
Given that it is the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
It's a proper. HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross track.
No.
No.
In the direction of high velocity clouds.
High velocity clouds. That, that's right.
Yes, please. ICN.
Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes when it looks.
Right there. Should be this, and it probably is.
No, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
No, then again, a different.
Why?
We wanted, and this is relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak board relative to what, then? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it according to the Eklund rule? That was
yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity.
No,
but
only when
it's
embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Really? If it was, are you? No.
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been
including. No.
No, that's true. So we should know that either.
No.
Yeah. But then. We
commission.
Is just a way of saying, yeah.
No. Oh yeah, sorry.
Is the CTIO 4 meter the
but
name of that telescope?
Dunno.
Yeah. And the AAT is an observatory as well.
Yeah, but.
Yes, but it's also a telescope. I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope. The CTIO 4 meter telescope is not what it's called, otherwise it's not called a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually, but. Anyway, I don't mind.
If we put including observatory, because if it's part of the proper name,
I guess keep it then.
Well.
Yeah,
yes.
I think so.
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron.
What they mean is blended
iron lines, yeah.
Yes, so they do mean
iron lines.
And we're keeping line in because it's strength. Continuing flux, so we should have the order.
They're doing that.
No! I don't think it's a separate classic quasar. But I don't know anything about quasars.
I don't know what that means either.
One damp line in alpha QSO.
It's not a source of classic.
No.
Yeah. DAWDs.
What is DAWDs? 25 of DA type.
Yeah, it's if it has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere of white dwarfs, yeah. No, that's right. That all goes. Yeah. I guess you should keep it then. Yeah. It's a region though, isn't it?
What's this N thing? Because that is not marked in the...
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end of just one line.
No, sorry, I mean the... So
the then you should have the N as well,
yeah.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't, just hasn't printed, because Olivia
right.
wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Olivia
yeah.
wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
you're mostly settling for the solution where you mark all conjunctions
yes.
individually.
Yes, it just hasn't printed that. Yeah, but it is marked.
Right.
So components don't count. Mm-hmm. Continuum source? Is that fair? Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink. Yeah. Line broadness. That should be
that's a way of saying line width though, and we don't mark line
that's
width.
True. Well okay, yeah. So we're thinking.
Well, Kind of. It's. I definitely had a spectrum. You have all the lines of actually lots of different elements, and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines. Then after that, you look and say, has a lot of iron in it. But yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah. Really? Really? You think? You both think so? Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high expectations should go in, but if high expectations should go in, I think I know it means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, hang on though, but isn't it just describe your mechanism there? It isn't a spectral feature as such. It's a process. I think it's a process myself.
Especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift that time out, so we can just shift in the spectrum. Not too fast, I don't think.
Well, if it was absorption in damp laminar clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it means with low redshift damp laminar for cloud absorption. If it was damp laminar for absorbance, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. Yeah. Yeah, okay, okay. I guess keep it probably, yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous
nuclear. I've made that one, that was certainly, I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, there's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear star versus galaxy.
No. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
So what happened also, you found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has stardust in galaxies in it, in the S. And
okay.
The acronym includes it.
All right.
I think all of that goes then, doesn't it? Surely.
We wouldn't have line ratio.
No.
So, yeah. UV optical emission should be in there.
No, I don't think any of it goes. Yeah. No.
Using the Whipple F. That's definitely an instrument.
It is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there. FBS objects shouldn't be in there. What does it mean?
I don't know these objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the Mama scanning machine is.
It's an instrument, yeah.
Should be in. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Hooray!
Wow.
Well, very good. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so.
We're done? Right.